Hello and welcome to GoGo Training Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is James Lee of OnSite, and in this show we are going to discuss the Django Web Development Framework. I am an open source programmer working with Python in the Linux environment. I currently spend time training for a number of clients worldwide and hacking Python for a large company near Chicago. To learn more about me and my background, please be sure to check out my GoGo training profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. So once upon a time there was the web, and then we started writing web programs. We used many different programming languages to do it. Basically use any programming language to develop web programs. But the thing with web programs is we do the same thing over and over and over again, such as creating a form, or posting a form to a program and reading the data from the form, or reading from a database or writing to a database. And all these things we do over and over again, and every time we do them, we typically had to just use code that we'd written before, modify it a little bit, hack it up and make it our own. As a result, we were doing a lot of work over and over and over again. So this kind of brought a situation where we want to develop websites, but without having to rework the same code over and over again. In other words, we want to implement the dry concept. Don't repeat yourself. Dry. So as a result, some guys in Kansas Lawrence, Kansas, were working on a college, I think it was a college or the local newspaper, and they were developing a website in Python, and they found themselves doing stuff over and over and over again. So they said, you know what, let's create a framework to do this to make our lives easier. So they started to develop a web framework. And the framework followed a concept called MTV, which is Module Template View, where they would create modules, classes, which essentially, Model Template View. So they would create models like classes, which would be direct connections to the database. Templates would be the HTML files that would be viewed. And the views would be functions that pulled data from the database, manipulated it, passed it along to the templates. Therefore, MTV, Model Template View. So they started working on this and they developed it and they improved it over time and they realized, wow, we have something really good. Let's think of a name for it. So one of the guys liked jazz guitar a lot. And one of his favorite guitarists was Django Reinhardt. So he decided, let's call this thing Django. So Django is now the Python web framework. And it implements this concept of don't repeat yourself. And again, it implements the MTV, Model Template View, concept. So what we can do now is when we're developing a website, we can basically decide what the data is that we're working with. Construct a bunch of files which contain class definitions. And the class definitions are the definitions for the data that we're working with. And once these models files, they're called models.py. Once we create these model files, we can then execute a very simple command which will go into our database. Based on what the contents of our models are, is construct the database for us with these models as the defining what the fields and their types are in the database. Can't get any easier than that. So we don't even have to mess with the SQL to create the database for or modify the database for us. So once we have the models, we can then create objects of these types of classes. Creating an object, then we can then either get data out of the database into one of these objects, Or if we have an object and we modify it and save it, it'll write it out to the database. And this is all done in Python code very easily. So the beautiful thing about Django is you can often create entire complex websites without writing a single line of SQL. And if there's any of you out there who have written a lot of SQL and don't like it, this might be very, very attractive to you. So this models.py creates these tables in the database. Then what Django also provides is something called an admin backend. And this is very nice because it's basically, we can configure it so that it's basically a form for all the records in the table for this particular class. So we can go look at the record and modify the record using this web form on the admin backend. Very, very nice feature. So in other words, we never have to go into the database at all if we don't want to. We can modify everything through the web. So once we've set up our data, then we decide, okay, we need to display it through the web. So we use the templates part of Django. And what Django provides is a web, kind of embedded web programming language, much like PHP or if you're a Perl programmer, Mason or Embed Perl. And it's basically or ASP if you're a Windows person. And basically what it is a scripting language that we can include in our HTML files, which can then take some data structures, data types, and display the information in the objects. So for instance, we can pass, let's say, a list of account objects into the template. The template can then, with this Python templating language, can loop through the records and display the records in a table format, let's say. Very nice feature. Those are the templating part of Django. So that's the T in MTV. The V in MTV are the views. So typically what we do is a particular web page that's displayed usually requires some sort of processing on the data. So for instance, we may want to grab certain data out of the database based on certain queries, or modify data and store it back in the database. And that's what the views do. So the views basically allow us to grab posted or unposted data, create forms, whatever, pull data, process it, and then pass it along to the templates. So it's kind of the connector between the database and then what the user sees. Now the other nice feature about Django is this built-in ORM, which basically allows these methods for these model objects to query very easily, filter data, exclude data from the queries, do table joins, all different types of SQL queries without ever having to actually write any SQL. It's a very, very nice feature of Django. So and the other extremely attractive thing about it is that you can develop these websites quickly, very quickly. And one of the things about the templating system is it has, much like other templating systems, you can create like a base look and feel for your website and extend that base into like subsections and so on. So your website has a nice look and feel, very quickly implement them, and connecting to databases and so on. So if you're, depending on the complexity of your database, you can start from nothing and build a database, a website, and have an end result in less than a day. It's a great thing. So I suggest you check out Django and have fun with it. So I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Training Radio Archive for me, James Lee. If there's a show you'd like for me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Training Radio, found exclusively on GoGoTraining.com.